Have you or somebody you know ever lost confidence in another person? For example, imagine hiring a contractor to do some work on your home. You've spoken with a bunch of other people, and everybody raves about this contractor, so that's the one you choose. You have great confidence because of everybody else's opinion. But as the job goes on, you start to see that for some reason things are not going as well with your project as they must have with your friends' projects. So you lose confidence, and you stay real close to all the details, because now you're worried that things won't turn out the way they should. You lose confidence in the contractor with whom you started out having great confidence. Is that what's going on in our gospel today with John the Baptist? He started out strong with Jesus. Is the now imprisoned John the Baptist losing confidence in Jesus Christ? Have the trials gotten to be too much for John? Is he experiencing a crisis of faith, a dark night of faith? And is this why he sends two of his disciples to Jesus with the question, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" I suggest that something quite different is actually going on in John. John the Baptist has had heavenly confirmation about Jesus' identity. Remember how John from the start pointed to Jesus, even sending his own disciples after Jesus, saying, "There goes the Lamb of God." And remember when John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him. And John says he saw that, and the Holy Spirit made it clear to John who Jesus was. That's amazing heavenly confirmation. And then there is the voice from heaven, the Father's voice saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Furthermore, Jesus himself makes it clear in our gospel how much stamina John the Baptist had. He was clearly not somebody soft and accustomed to rich treatment, somebody to be swayed by the perils around him. John the Baptist really was a prophet of God with a prophet's character, able to endure some of the worst of human want and persecution. And early in his ministry, John himself said when he pointed to Jesus that Jesus must increase and John must decrease. With John in prison and Jesus' ministry on the rise, this prophecy of John the Baptist is being fulfilled perfectly. All evidence suggests that John is not undergoing a crisis of faith in Jesus. What's happening is more like this scenario. Imagine some kids who learn about a certain rare animal from a book, and they want to know more, so they ask their biology teacher how to know more about this rare animal. The teacher organizes a trip to the zoo so the students can see firsthand what they read about. It's just like St. John the Baptist has done in the past, turning his disciples on to Jesus Christ by sending them directly to him so that they can hear firsthand from Jesus. It's the disciples who need the answer about Jesus' identity, not John the Baptist. Imagine John's disciples seeing John in prison, wondering what they are to do with their own life as it becomes clear that John's ministry is coming to an end. John the Baptist gives them direction, reassuring them that his whole purpose was to prepare the way for the Messiah, and that Messiah is Jesus. Go to Jesus yourself and ask him about his identity so that you can experience the power of this encounter and become convinced for yourself. Convinced that he is from now on the one to whom you should be devoted as a disciple. John sends his disciples to Jesus not to strengthen himself in the midst of some supposed faith crisis. Rather, John sends his disciples so that they can encounter Jesus themselves. and become Jesus' disciples. It's like our parents turning us towards Jesus by baptizing us, or the church turning us to Jesus, which she does by constantly handing over to us Jesus' teachings and his whole life, actually. The tradition of the church and our family traditions are always sending us to Jesus to experience ourselves, his life, and through him to live God's love in the Holy Spirit. And what do John's disciples witness around Jesus? Jesus says to John's disciples, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." In other words, the disciples learn from Jesus that there is power encountering him. Disciples themselves first must experience the power of Jesus Christ. Let's apply Jesus' words not only physically, but also spiritually. Even more important than the physical is the spiritual healing that Jesus does. And that healing still happens in our day. Think again of Jesus' claims. The blind regain their sight. That's people without faith receiving the gift of faith to acknowledge Jesus. The lame walk. That's people who have some spiritual wound that is debilitating, and they become free so that they move forward strong in faith, hope, and love. Lepers are cleansed. That's sinners being forgiven and freed of sinful habits by Jesus' power. The deaf hear. That's people who have never felt moved by God's presence, yet now his voice resonates in them, and they can hear him say to them that he loves them. The dead are raised. That's people who are spiritually dead becoming full of the Holy Spirit. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them. That's because those who are now alive in Jesus Christ can't keep that life to themselves. It always has to be shared with others, so that others who are poor or even dead spiritually can come to life. Here's the challenge for each of us. Have we allowed God to give us in Jesus spiritual sight, living faith? Have we allowed Jesus to heal wounds left in us from past ordeals? Have we asked Jesus to cleanse us of our big sins? Have we asked Jesus to bring us and others near us to be spiritually vibrant and alive? Have we let the Holy Spirit make our Father's voice resound in our hearts as he tells us that he loves us? Have we received the gospel of forgiveness and life in Jesus personally as good news preached to us? Let's allow all of this to happen in us as we worship the Lord in Holy Mass and encounter him. Today and every day.